Hello, beautiful. This is Jennifer Hadley, and our prayer for today is for those who appear to hate. Yes, we're praying for our brothers and sisters. We're praying for ourselves. We're praying for all, because all is one. So we are grateful that we can pray for our brothers and sisters, just as we would wish someone to pray for us if we had lost our way. So we are truly grateful to place our hand on our heart and to open our heart, open our mind with compassion and extend love to our brothers and sisters who seem to have lost their way. We are grateful and thankful to recognize the unity of all life and to partner up with that higher Holy Spirit self to remember and recognize the oneness and the wholeness that is omnipresent and omnipotent, that is infinite and eternal. We are truly thankful and grateful to relinquish any self-hatred, any idea of hating, and to pray and know for our brothers and sisters that all illusions of hatred are hereby and now being dissolved and resolved permanently back to their root cause, so that none of us ever experiences hatred in any form, in any expression, in any direction. We are grateful and thankful to allow ourselves to be that fulcrum point of healing. We are truly willing to give up any sense of hatred or dislike. We are willing to let go of animosity and a sense of aversion. We are grateful to let go of attachments that come in the form of aversion and hatred. We are grateful and thankful that we can partner up with the Holy Spirit and relinquish all concepts of hatred. We're allowing them to be healed back to the root cause. We are grateful and thankful to pray for our brothers and sisters who appear to have hateful thoughts and hateful behaviors, and to have compassion, knowing that their self-hatred is being directed inward and outward, and that in truth all is well, now and forever. All illusions and delusions of hatred and self-hatred fall away. The power of love is real. The power of love is healing. It is the only healer, and hatred will never be real and will never have power. We are grateful and thankful for our healing now. We share the benefits with everyone because we are one with them. In gratitude, we allow it to fully be, and so it is. Amen. 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 I am so grateful that we can pray together and that our prayers are powerful, healing, and transformative, not just for ourselves, but for everyone. How wonderful that we have the power of prayer for our use. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And quick announcements, events coming up. September, actually just a week from tomorrow, is the Recovery from Sexual Abuse Retreat. All are welcome. We still have payment plans. We have a couple slots left. And then in October, we have the two training events, Spiritual Counseling Training Intensive and the Teacher Training, How to Lead and Create a Workshop, which includes facilitating and being certified to facilitate my Forgive and Be Free workshop. So any kind of a workshop you'd like to work on, come and we'll develop your skills together. With all my trainings, the goal is that you feel confident and qualified to do what you'd love to do, or to do what you love to do even more effectively, with confidence and feeling truly qualified. It's such a powerful shift that we can make. Yes, and it's fun. It's a whole lot of fun. So if it calls to you, I know that you will answer that call, and we'd love to support you. Have a beautiful and blessed day, holding the high watch for our brothers and sisters who appear to have hatred. Mwah! I love you. God bless.